This episode feels like, you know, when you're waiting for someone and then they're running late, you almost give up, you just want to go, and then you see them running towards you and like, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, I'm coming, because here, me and inconsistency are besties. But yo, I am sorry. I am truly, truly sorry. I have no excuse this time around. I just had everything planned out, everything to record this episode, everything but the energy. The energy is the only thing I do not have for this episode. I was just like, nope. I wanted to record it last weekend, and I was just like, I just don't have the energy. And today I made a promise to myself that regardless of how tired, how exhausted I am going to do this. And so here we are. Buckle up. It's about to be a journey. And yeah, I'm excited. Hello, everyone. My name is Molly Sarah. Welcome to Crazy Cruising, my little corner of the internet. I am so excited that you chose to listen to this episode. I'm so excited and so grateful that you have not given up on me. Regardless of my inconsistency and just being all over the place with the episodes. I think one of the hardest things for me has always been when someone asks me, what is your podcast about? Because truthfully, I don't know what my podcast is about. My podcast is about whatever I am feeling in that specific moment. And I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you who's chosen to be part of this journey with me, who's chosen to listen to my episodes and engage with my content on this podcast platform and share my podcast with everyone. Leave me cute reviews and meaningful messages that I am so grateful for on my social media handles. I love reading that and engaging with you guys on there, and it means the world to me. This is by far the greatest thing that I've ever done in my life. My greatest physical accomplishment has been Crazy Cruising. This has been the fruit of so much pain, so much anger, so much confusion. And to just see it blossom in the ways that it continues to blossom is a gift. And thank you so much for always choosing Crazy Cruising. I love you guys. Now, on to today's discussion. This is a very personal one. Closed mouths don't get fed. So for the longest time, I've always equated respect with silence. For me, for the past 23 years of my life, I've always known and believed that you show respect by being silent. You show respect by being quiet, right? And over the past few months, that has been challenged in every way possible. So, you know, when you're a kid and someone tells you, don't do this, and you're like, why? And they say, because I said so. Or it's like, why are you questioning me? Stuff like that. So I grew up internalizing that if I question what is said to me, if I question what I'm told, then I'm being disrespectful. And you can imagine how that has played to my disadvantage in the world. I'll begin by giving an example. When it comes to relationships, when it comes to, let me use the relationship, the example of like romantic relationships. I think for me, I've always, when I get into a relationship, it's kind of like I lose myself in the person. I lose my identity and I start to change myself to fit into whatever vision I think this person has. And I always thought submission meant being silent and not having an opinion in a relationship and just letting the man lead and you follow. That has always been my idea of what submission is about. And so practically it's not worked out so well for me because I've always felt a sense of resentment or dissatisfaction when it comes to relationships, in the relationships and outside the relationships, like way later. I'm just like, okay, I'm not happy about this, but I, for some reason, cannot vocalize it. Something makes me uncomfortable, but for some reason, I choose to just silence myself and follow along. And I think even in friendships, I think just generally for me, life has always just been, when I'm by myself, I have very strong opinions. But when someone else is involved, in the sense of our friendship or our relationship or whatever, those will come second. And then I tend to put the blame on the other person. Like, why didn't you ask? You know? I put so much expectation on the other person, like they should be aware. Okay, let me put it this way. I've equated silence to respect, right? So for me, it's, I do not know how to walk into a room and take up space. It has to be you're invited in the room and they ask you to take up space. And in this day and age, in the world that we live in, no one's gonna do that for you, right? So, yeah. Yeah. And I listened to this podcast, the Joyride podcast by Wanjiro Njiro and Ben Psycho. And there's a segment that Wanjiro was talking about the same thing that I'm talking to you about right now. So let's first listen to what she had to say and then, you know, get back to the conversation.
I think it's because I gave them that power, like to have power over like what I think, how I think, sometimes how I feel. And I think it's, I don't think they set out to take that power. I think in my naiveness, in my wanting to please or be in this relationship, I gave too much of that power to them. Yeah.
Now back to our conversation. Like she said, you know, giving away that power and just wanting to please other people and just wanting to be accepted and to be validated and to feel a sense of belonging. Those for me have been the reasons as to why I chose to silence myself, because I felt like if I walked in and I'm just like, okay, this doesn't work for me, can we change it like this? Then you become a pain. You become a pain, you know, and no one wants to deal with someone who's difficult. So I think for me, my way of approaching life and my way of approaching just about anything has always been be self-sufficient. What's the word for it? Not self-sufficient. Don't be... What's the word for it? I see it, but hey. What's the word? Don't ask for too much. Okay, let's just go with don't ask for too much. The good kid. Yeah, you're the good kid, I think. The good kid, the one who always does things for themselves, by themselves, and they're always there for other people. They're always bending over backwards for other people. It's always others before me. And there's always that sense of, if I'm doing all this for other people, then why is no one really taking the time to ask if I'm okay or if I need something? And for me, that has always built so much resentment within me for certain people, because people by nature will just take. And because I've made it so okay and I've made it so normal for people to take, No one knows how to give. And truthfully, I don't know how to receive. I think I've said this so many times on this podcast. But I'm learning. I'm learning to take a beat when I feel uncomfortable, in the sense that someone does something for me and I feel uncomfortable, that feeling of uncomfortable, of discomfort comes up, and I'm learning to just work through it and allow myself to receive because I'm deserving. But yeah, so I never realized that this was something that I needed to work on until recently. I was having a conversation with someone, and they said something between the lines of, if you do not tell me, how am I supposed to know? And they basically told me not to be afraid, just, you know, speak up and tell them. And I did not think that was an option. I did not think that was an option for me until said person said, yo, if you don't tell me, I will not know. The only way I will know what's going on is if you tell me. And just don't be scared. Don't be afraid. Just talk to me. And it was hard to do that. I felt like I was complaining. But I was not complaining. I was just saying, I was just speaking up and saying, this makes me uncomfortable. I wish we could work towards making it better. And they were more than willing to make it better. But it was so uncomfortable for me to even find the words to speak out. Like, it's like, I'm learning, it feels like I'm learning a new language, and it's difficult because there's no one to teach me this new language. I have to learn as I go, and I need to learn it now, because not only, because I feel like a lot is being, I think there's a lot of pain both ways. For me, pain of unfulfillment. I feel uncared for. And it's crazy because these are cycles that I am trying to break, but I'm not fully breaking them, you know? It's kind of like you tell yourself you deserve all these good things. You deserve love, you deserve care, you deserve to be helped. But then again, you can only give yourself so much. But the world around you, you're not creating space for that love to come in. You're not creating channels for that love to come in, for that care to come in, for all of the good things that you desire within yourself to come in. You know? So you can give so much love, but you should also be willing to receive it as well. So I'm learning that it's, and also it does help. I think it helps me feel less tired because I'm not giving 100%. I'm not just pouring out. It's also being poured in. Something, you know, just as I pour out, I'm also receiving. As I give, I'm receiving. But in order to receive, you need to stretch out your hands to receive. And in order to receive that which you want and need, sometimes you're gonna have to communicate that. And I think for me, I've always had this expectation that if you claim to love someone and to care for them, then you should know exactly what they need 100%, which is not true. Sometimes we do have to tell our loved ones, I want this and I want this done like this. And not to say that when you tell them for the first time, they will get it right. Sometimes you have to say it again and again. And just be patient and also be aware of when they try. See that, recognize that. Recognize effort as well, because not everything will happen the way we want it 100% immediately. So it's as I speak, I'm also speaking to myself. And I think it's one of those things that you have to constantly come back to. And as I've told you, for me now, when people choose to give to me, to pour into me, it does make me uncomfortable, but I'm just like, okay, you need to allow this to happen. Because sometimes when we give so much power to our trauma and our wounds, and someone tries to pour into us and we become so resistant into that, so resistant against it, what then happens is they interpret it as, okay, she does not like it when we do this and this, and that stops, and you start to feel like, oh, but you should have understood. But how am I supposed to understand if you do not communicate? I think it all goes down to communication. And that's what I'm saying. Like, for me, speaking up for myself is so hard, because for 23 years of my life, I thought being respectful is being silent. And if someone says they can love you, they should know whatever you need 100%. Everything. They should know how I need it and how I want it. But truthfully, they don't. It doesn't mean that love is fake or not there. It just means that sometimes you have to communicate and say, hey, this is what I need. And you know, I'm just gonna have to constantly remind myself that that's not complaining. That's communicating. It's not complaining. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, hey, I need this in order for this to be a safe space for me. And that's okay. Oh, Lord, this felt like therapy. I do feel 100% I do need to sit and just think through everything, listen to this episode again and again and again and again, and remind myself every single day, because I'm now going to break patterns that I'm going to have to unlearn things that I've learned for the past 23 years, and I'm not going to get it right every I'm not going to get it right the first time or the second time or the third time. It's going to take a lot, because, you know, it's learning and unlearning. And that's what life is about, you know. That's life. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. I do hope that in the midst of all of that, there is something that you walk away with and you feel uplifted, you feel seen, validated, heard, respected, loved, and hugged, because crazy cruising for me is just like a big warm hug. Anyways, it's been real, it's been fun. Love you guys. Stay safe, spread love and light. Don't forget to share this podcast, and I will see you on the other one. Hopefully it will be soon. On this episode, I talk about something. I mentioned something to do with submission and how I equated that to silence in relationships. I was listening to a podcast not so long ago with the Perrys, by Jackie Hill Perry and Preston Perry, and they were talking about headship and submission. Now, I do not want to misquote anything that was said in the podcast, so I will leave the podcast link to that specific episode in the episode description. Do check it out. I will also leave the link for the Joyride podcast, where they talk about power dynamics in a relationship. And yeah, I hope that helps you in one way or another. And yeah, bye.